This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. I want to first and foremost thank everybody for tuning in on this weekend, and I want to just tell everybody that for next week, middle of the week, I will be at the Sprott Conference in Vancouver. Please send me some emails with any companies that you want me to touch base with there. More than happy to sit down and hear any story and then get back to you with some of my thoughts. And if they are an impressive company, happy to bring them on the show to introduce them to everybody. But first and foremost, let's get into this weekend show. Kicking off with Jesse Felder. He is the founder and editor of The Felder Report. I think just a fantastic website for free content, but also if you're a member and a subscriber, which I am, Jesse posts on a very regular basis on a wide range of topics, all with a very much investment focus. Jesse, let's take a look at the main U.S. data point that came out this week, and that talks about some inflation numbers. The PPI jumped more than expected pretty much across the board. Headline, core, all of those were up. The headline number was up now 3.4% year over year. That is the fastest in over 6 years. We also saw the core rate 2.8% year over year. Really, the take home here is that PPI, inflation in general, is starting to pick up more and more steam in the U.S. Can you comment?
Yeah, I mean, this is a trend I've been paying attention to closely for several quarters now, and it's just been obvious to me, especially if you listen to what companies themselves have been saying. Just this week, I think Marriott came out, the CEO of Marriott said that these are the highest wage pressures he's ever seen in his career, so and over several decades. The PPI report was just another one. Essentially, there was an article I tweeted this week, every single inflation gauge you want to look at is rising pretty rapidly. The PPI is just the latest, you know, it's the fastest rise in that measure, producer price inflation, in I think since 2011. So, you know, this was mainly due to the services side of things. So this isn't oil prices or, you know, that sort of thing that's driving this. This is services businesses, you know, seeing costs rising at the fastest rate in a really long time. And I think the other point to make is it's not just a United States phenomenon. We're seeing wage pressures in Japan that are also the fastest that they have seen in years and years. And so this is a global phenomenon of inflation pressures that's going to put huge pressure on the central banks to rein in the quantitative easing and the dovish policies that they've had in place for a long time. And to me, there's just one chart in particular that went out in my free weekend email last week from the Financial Times that just shows the amount of this, the reversal of all of this easing policies that's happened over the last, 6 to 12 months and forecasting that over the coming 6 to 12 months, and it's turning negative. There's a great quote from Stan Druckenmiller, said, it's not earnings that move the stock market, it's the central banks. Pay attention to what liquidity is doing. The central banks drive liquidity, and right now they are closing the liquidity taps. So it has big implications for the stock market and risk assets.
So does this mean that we are finally starting to see all that money that was created over the past, let's say, almost 10-plus years, it's all starting to hit more in terms of, costs for companies that they then get carried down to the consumer level rather than just being dumped into financial equities?
Yeah, I think, yes, I think that is the point. We're essentially at, 4% unemployment, whatever it is, somewhere right around in there. And the Fed is still pursuing accommodative policies. So I think that's what a lot of people don't appreciate. The Fed funds rate is still below the inflation rate. And so they're still pursuing accommodative policies even when we're at full employment and we're starting to see wage pressures take off. So this means that the Fed still has several rate hikes, quarter point rate hikes, to pursue before they even get to a neutral policy stance. To get to actually a hawkish policy stance, I mean, they're going to have to raise at least 100 basis points from here. That's four, five, six hikes from here at least to start even getting to the point where they're reining in these inflationary pressures. So I think we're at a really interesting time right now, and a lot of people, especially equity investors, aren't paying enough attention to it.
That's very interesting, your comments on what the Fed would have to do to catch up to this increasing inflation. I'm hearing a lot from other people saying the Fed is going to switch course on the other end and start some more accommodative monetary policies. I don't really agree with those comments, because let's talk about the other end, where you're saying the Fed needs to ramp up their tightening process. Do you think this is on the table for them? Right now, they're now projecting just a total of 4 rate hikes this year. Do you think we could start to see that change in the more aggressive fashion?
Well, there was some interesting stuff written about the latest Fed meeting. And Powell, you know, they removed the sentence at the end of the commentary that said Fed policy will remain accommodative for a period of time. They removed that. So that's the Fed telling you we're ready to normalize policy. But the risk is that, you know, I mean, the normalizing policy, the interest rate on credit cards is now the highest it's been in a long time. That's already putting pressure on the consumer. Then you look at the incredible amount of indebtedness, you know, corporate America has incurred over the last 5 years. And so that's putting huge pressure also on these over-leveraged balance sheets of corporate America. So, yeah, I mean, this is always the case where they risk pushing the economy into recession, and especially this time, because the accommodative policy, the biggest effect of it has been to push asset prices up. So, you know, normalizing policy risks bursting the asset bubbles that they've created over the last, you know, 10 years. And so, yes, that's a huge risk. But there's one point that I think the people who are calling for a resumption of QE are potentially missing. And that is, right now, for the first time in a very, very long time, we're seeing a battle between fiscal and monetary dominance. And because the fiscal side has been, essentially reined in or conservative for a long time, we haven't seen tax cuts, we haven't seen any kind of fiscal spending, you know, to any significant degree, like on infrastructure or any of these types of things that Trump's talking about. That has been the reason why the Fed has been allowed to pursue the policies, the easy policies they've wanted to, because fiscal hasn't created inflationary pressures. But now that we have tax cuts and other things, and trade war is inflationary, this could potentially put the Fed in a bind where fiscal dominance takes over and forces the Fed to fight inflation and forces them to back away from supporting the asset bubbles that they've been able to support over the last several years. So that's a really important dynamic to pay attention to also.
One more quick comment regarding inflation. How do you think the potential of trade wars and these tariffs are going to impact some of these numbers moving forward? A lot of people are saying that tariffs can increase costs. Those costs are going to be passed down to the consumer. But there's also an argument that the consumer is just going to purchase less, and that could be then deflationary. Where do you stand?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. Tariffs are inflationary. They raise prices to the consumer, at least to all the goods that we're importing. Those are goods that are directly to the consumer. I think it puts pressure on corporate profit margins. These wage pressures are also putting pressures on corporate profit margins. I think that's the biggest thing to me that's most obvious, is that these record high profit margins are going to come under increasing pressure from both sides of that. But I think thinking about how that might be deflationary down the road is, you know, maybe too many steps forward in terms of trying to forecast.
All right, Jesse, always great having you on the show. As I said, I really enjoy your ongoing service to subscribers at the Felder Report. Keep up the good work. I'm going to have you back on again shortly. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Corey. I always enjoy it. Thanks.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. As I said in that first segment, Jesse Felder is a wealth of information. I very much enjoy visiting his website on a regular basis. Another guest that I enjoy chatting with on a regular basis I am featuring in this segment, and that is Axel Merck. He is with Merck Investments. Axel, we're going to follow up on the conversation I just had with Jesse Felder, and that talks about some of the moves that we might want to expect coming out of the Fed as we continue to see inflation tick up and generally some pretty solid economic numbers out of the U.S. in the face of ongoing rate hikes. Those people saying that the Fed is going to have to switch course and start another quantitative easing program, they could be so far off base that we might have to expect the Fed to actually ramp up some of their tightening procedures. Can you take us through your thoughts on this, please?
Sure. Yes and yes, and great to be with you. First of all, another recession is going to come. The question is when. And when the next recession comes, the Fed fully expects to do another round of QE and take rates down to zero. That said, that's not where we are right now. We are in an economy that appears to be near or at full employment. We seem to have this week, we had the JOLTS report out. That's the report that Janet Yellen used to look at it, but people job hopping. That's hopping around quite a bit. Economy is doing quite well, and wage pressures are slowly moving higher. And we've got this economic stimulus, and all of this is dampened by our tweeter-in-chief, who seems to have ideas for new trade tariffs every day. But that affects more the longer end of the yield curve, that the long-term growth might be impacted if we're going to have a major trade war. But in the short term, and short term in this case, I mean over the next 12 to 18 months, I am very much in the camp that the rate hikes are underpriced into the market. And that's precisely because the economy is doing just fine. And on top of that, inflationary pressures are increasing. And by the way, tariffs do increase inflation as well. The Fed may discount it, but only if they don't think that there are not going to be any ripple-through effects. And given that we seem to have new tariffs every week, there may well be ripple-through effects. And so tariffs is yet another reason why inflationary pressures might increase. And then the Fed will need to keep on marching. And that means unless something happens on the trade front or that there's something, some major shock to economy, I think this economy is going to die the same way most normal, in quote-unquote, economic cycles die, which is the Fed continues to hike even as economic momentum slows down. And the reason they continue to hike is not only because they look in the rearview mirror, but also because inflationary pressures continue to increase. So their hands are somewhat tied. And then, of course, then at some point they have to do a U-turn, and then the folks who talk about QE will be right. But for the time being, I think rates are going to continue to move higher.
Well, Axel, a couple points. First, there are always going to be those people that dig their heels in, such as those that always say that the Fed is going to reverse course. And you know what? Eventually, one day it will happen, but I do really think it's much more valuable to listen to the people that understand more kind of what's going on in the current situation and have that outlook as to what is coming next, because that is always important. But I find it interesting when you said 12 to 18 month outlook, because even with this flattening yield curve, it's important to understand that when the yield curve inverts, that doesn't signal the immediate start of a recession. Usually a recession happens at least 12 months after that inversion. So looking out, yes, the yield curve is flattening, but it's not inverted yet. So to think that we might have a recession around the corner, say within a year, that doesn't really line up with what history tells us, does it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to pull up here the yield curve steepness, the relationship between the long and the short end. The yield curve has been flattening since, I think, around 2014 at least. It was even steeper, obviously, right after the financial crisis there in the end of 2009. So we've had a flattening yield curve for years. And just think about what a flattening yield curve means in the context of where we are. It means that the Fed has to slowly apply the brakes, or at least take the foot off the accelerator. But it also means that the reason they're doing it is because in an advanced economic expansion, banks love to lend. Everybody wants to participate in it, right? Credit is abundant. Access to credit is easy right now. And so that is why the Fed has to push on the brakes, right? And so that is also why the yield curve is flattening. And so an inverted yield curve is a quote-unquote necessary but not sufficient condition for most recessions. And sure, once it inverts, we should very seriously think about this may well invert by the end of the year, but it doesn't mean the moment the yield curve inverts, we're going to plunge into recession the next day. It just means that one of the very important conditions for the next recession is met, and it may still turn out another way, but the reason it's happening is because the economy is doing well. And I didn't say the stock market is going to go through the roof, mind you. I said rates are going to continue to move higher. And that's precisely because the Fed will march on because inflationary pressures continue to march on.
You're absolutely right. And Powell has even said he's okay with the general pullback in the stock market. Let's also talk about what a lot of people day after day have been blaming for the daily moves in the markets, and that is the question marks around tariffs and what Trump is doing, and again, kind of the ongoing Fed action, central bank policies around the world. When you and I were talking about this off mic, I brought up this point to you, and you said, you know what? These two, Trump and the Fed, are really going along what they told us they were going to do. So some of this should not come as that much of a surprise. Can you explain this point as well, please?
Yes, but let me first comment on something you just said. You said the Fed is not going to be worried about the stock market. The reason many people have that perception is because in the immediate aftermath of the financial crisis, it appeared to be a one-to-one relationship. There was a crisis, the stock market tanked, and the Fed would jump in and engage in QE. The last time we saw that was in early 2016. Remember, there were some credit issues in the fracking industry. It was just before the Fed thought, well, maybe we should start quantitative tightening. But they were spooked. And the key difference to what we have now is whenever we've had a little hiccup in the markets, the so-called financial conditions didn't deteriorate. What the Fed cares about is the banking system and the credit system. They don't care about the stock market unless that is one and the same thing, which it currently is not. That may change, but it currently is not, meaning that if the stock market tanks but banks don't go into a hole, into a cave, and stop lending, then the Fed doesn't care about it. So that's just as background. Now, with regard to tariffs, well, our president is doing exactly pretty much what he says he's going to do. The question really is that how far is he going to take things, right? He said he's quote-unquote playing games, and so is he just want to push the other side into a corner? He's providing economic stimulus, so he thinks he has some breathing space to bully the rest of the world around. Or is it that, hey, he didn't get his border adjustment tax in the tax reform, so he's just imposing it himself?
Axel, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but you and I are going to continue this conversation. If anybody wants to hear the full version, please visit our website, kereport.com, and listen to segment two. We are going to be right back with some more commentary, now focused a bit more on the precious metals.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Lobo Tigre. He is the founder and editor of the Independent Speculator newsletter. Lobo has been on the show on a regular basis now, consistently sharing some of his thoughts on the resource sector and even driving down into where he really focuses for his subscribers, and that is on the smaller companies that are out there exploring, finding new resources, and growing on those. Before we get into some of the, let's say, items that you really like to focus on for the companies, Lobo, there's no doubt that gold is still under pressure. It has reached some oversold conditions recently, and this is all happening when the arguments can be made that gold should actually be trending higher. Can you break down maybe that balance between gold being oversold, but there still being signs that it should be moving up, but quite frankly, it just isn't?
Yeah. Well, you know, the old saying that the markets can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. So, you know, definitely word to the wise, just because it's an old saying doesn't mean it's no longer applicable. It's absolutely the case that gold is oversold if you look at all the technicals. But also, if you look at the fundamentals, the reality of our world out there is that it's increasingly chaotic. And, you know, whether you approve of Trump's trade moves or not, we don't need to get in that debate. The fact is that they are disruptive to the way things have been. So like them or not, they're there and they are disruptive. And this sort of disruption should be good for safe haven assets. And yet we see gold under pressure. So it's oversold, but that doesn't mean it can't go lower. The good news is that it's not oversold for good reasons, if you will. It's not oversold because suddenly there's a flood of new supply and demand isn't there. That's not happening. I don't know why it's oversold. You know, maybe it's the paper traders in New York have all got a flu. It's the summer blues. I don't know. Maybe it's the manipulation that some people like to focus on a lot. Whatever the cause, doesn't matter. It's oversold at a time where it should be going up and therefore I believe will be going up. I can't predict the exact timing of the turn and when it happens, but I can see oversold on something that should be going up as an opportunity. And that is actually what I'm doing. That's where I'm putting my money right now.
Okay. And you know what? Maybe it's just oversold because no one's paying attention to the gold sector. That can also happen when you have a general sector that has been extraordinarily range-bound, especially when it comes to the equities. And in terms of the equities, we are seeing a couple stocks buck the trend and continue to push higher, but they are a very select few. And something that you and I were talking about off mic is, I was asking you, you know, do you have a general checklist, almost a due diligence checklist that you go through that entices you to buy a stock? And you had an interesting comment that said you more or less have a checklist, but that doesn't mean that you're rushing out to buy a stock if all the boxes are ticked. Can you share some of those comments, please?
Sure. I think the way for your listeners to frame this is the due diligence checklist, which is my own version of the famous Doug Casey's 9 P's that he taught me when I worked for him. That checklist is basically the problems, the fatal flaws that you want to look for. You want to make sure that you don't have a fatal flaw. What you're really doing is triage with this. And when you go through management and the property, the structure of the paper and the financing, the past, the current financial position, all these different things that you want to go through the basics on, the fact that a company can tick off all these boxes on the checklist doesn't necessarily make it a great speculation. I mean, if the commodity is one that you're not bullish on, it doesn't matter if all the boxes are ticked. So I actually start with, you know, what do I want to invest in right now? What I look around the world, what am I keen on? Well, actually, we started with gold. I am keen on the precious metals. They're under pressure for the wrong reasons. They're down, and that's an opportunity to me. That's a buy signal to me. There's other things that I'm very interested in, particularly the new energy paradigm has all these different minerals involved, and some of them are in structural supply constraint. That's a formula for bullish price moves, and a lot of them have corrected recently. You know, many of the metals are down this year. You know, copper, cobalt, nickel are among the ones that are actually in supply deficit going forward, not like lithium, the poster child there. So I think about first, what is it that I want to invest in, speculate on? And then when I say, okay, I'm interested in gold and copper and cobalt or whatever my list is, then I say, okay, where do I find the companies that offer me the leverage that I want? Usually this isn't big producers for me. Sometimes it can be hard to find something, particularly for a small oddball metal, that really can survive the checklist when you bring that out. But first I decide, what do I want to speculate in? And then I look for companies, and then that's when the checklist comes out, and I try to use my triage to see which ones might make the grade. And then, of course, me being me, I pull on my boots, and I go out, and I want to kick the rocks. I want to go out and see the projects. I want to do everything I can to prove the idea, because anybody can put shiny pictures in a PowerPoint that the investors can see on the website. You know, that doesn't mean that the local villagers aren't burning your CEO in effigy when the cameras aren't looking. So due diligence checklist, absolutely. But then there's the real due diligence begins after that.
What about some of those sectors that pop to my mind, like copper and uranium, where the market has gotten so washed out that we don't have a whole lot of companies to even choose from? Some of the stories about copper is, from an exploration standpoint, the larger companies are doing exploration, so you don't have a whole lot of options there. A lot of the uranium companies just in general have been washed out of the market. It's not like gold, where you seem to have these companies consistently recycling old projects and rebranding themselves. These other sectors, if you do see some opportunities in them, if there aren't that many companies, then what do you find that you do?
Well, two things. One is, that's a really interesting observation you've made, and this highlights something that's one of the many things that's unique about gold, and that is that it concentrates so much value that a small company can build a modest mine of a size and scale that a small company can actually accomplish. You know, not a multi-billion-dollar mine build, but you know, $100 million mine build or a couple hundred million. That's something that a smaller company can achieve. So you can go from kicking rocks to pouring bars of gold in the same company and do that all at once. Whereas copper, that's much harder to do. There are small high-grade deposits, but most of them are big deposits, big bulk tonnage deposits that take billions of dollars to build. And it's really hard for a small company to do that. So there's a natural distinction there and why different companies on the smaller scale tend to focus a lot on the precious metals because it's more manageable for them. As far as the wheat being separated from the chaff in the marketplace, I see that as a good thing. I like that there are fewer choices out there. It means a lot of the fly-by-night companies, they're going away. The people who have something of merit, have something that really has a chance, it's obvious, those people can still raise money. They can still go forward. They can keep the lights on. They can keep adding value on the ground, and they are. The ones that dry up and blow away when the market turns down for a while, you know, maybe they should have. Maybe that's natural selection, and it's a good thing.
Hey, I agree with you. I think it's a very good thing. I actually find it a bit discouraging sometimes when you keep on seeing these same names pop up with different company names. And unfortunately, they're still just touting a project that really doesn't have any merit. Now, you and I are both next week going to be at this Sprott conference in Vancouver. Is there a sweet spot that you're looking for? Any companies that you're looking forward to either talking to or are already covering that you could share with us?
Well, I'll listen to almost any story if I don't know it or if I need an update. I'm always out to try to find something new, and I have to be open-minded about that. I'm even willing to listen to pitches brought to me by shameless promoters. That's fine. I want to find great new ideas, and I know I can't do it all on my own. You know, leave no stone unturned. That's what due diligence is all about. As far as sweet spots, you know that I really like the pre-production sweet spot. My research in the past, the data is very, very robust, that the value added for shareholders when you go from exploration to production. But the transition there is transformative for shareholders, and that's one area that I like a lot.
Hey, Lobo, great chatting with you. I look forward to seeing you in Vancouver for that conference. I hope you have a safe flight, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks much, Corey. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with John Kaiser. And John, what we're going to talk about is, I guess we can call it a general area play, but we'll also dive into a couple of the companies doing some work in this area. And it is also more or less a follow-up to a recent call that I had with Quentin Henney, the president of Novo Resources, which was posted on our website, kereport.com, back on Friday, so yesterday, as this is being broadcast on the radio stations. I want to talk about the overall Pilbara story in Australia. Really captured the attention of investors last year thanks to, well, the attractive nuggets that were being pulled out of the ground and the fact that it really seemed like a new discovery play. We've had a lot of companies enter the area. We've had some more results and, quite frankly, a lot of money spent in the area. I want to get your update. Where do we stand in your eyes?
Well, it's almost a year since that first big news release came out from Novo with the video of them cracking open this rock and seeing this one-inch long gold nugget embedded in it. I got very excited last year because I was familiar with Quentin's theory that back in the 2.8 to 3 billion year period, the Witwatersrand Basin gold was formed not so much by erosion of traditional bedrock-hosted hydrothermally emplaced gold deposits, but rather through the deposition from seawater of dissolved gold with the help of cyanobacteria, creating these vast little platelets or fields of gold that eventually got, you know, remobilized and created the Witwatersrand reefs, which, you know, 2.6 billion ounces at a pretty good grade. And the Pilbara in Australia has the same time period and similar type of setting, but had never delivered anything resembling the widths. And when when nobles recognized that these nuggets in the Carathar region were in a conglomerate host and quite abundant, there was a lot of excitement that, oh, we've just been looking in the wrong parts of the Pilbara. And even since then, we now know that these gold nuggets spill out from underneath the Mount Roa basalts all over the entire thing, even in the southern part. It's like anywhere that the basement, the older 3-billion-year basement, is exposed with the Mount Roa, the edge of the Mount Roa, they find these conglomerate units. So there's an enormous amount of gold distributed throughout the Pilbara. And, you know, the fossickers have found them in the past, checking them. But now the whole game is ooh. It's actually in the bedrock. It's not just the loose stuff on the edge. It's in the bedrock. And a year later, it's clear there's an enormous amount of gold there. But what the market's losing hope in is whether or not this gold is distributed closely enough and can be measured so that you say, here's 30 million tons of 5 to 10 grams per ton. All we need to do is strip mine it and, you know, count the cash flow. We are stalled in that. We were hoping to know by now that there is a method where you just pour in money and systematically map out where the gold is and then get your backhoes in there and start mining it.
So, John, this clearly is the problem because of the nuggety formation. And through some of the work that Novo has done, almost proving out that there maybe isn't this fine-grade disseminated gold component, do you think that we will be able to get closer, maybe by the end of the year? Because right now this is kind of the busier season at this Pilbara area because the temperature drops a little bit. Do you think there's a potential that we might be able to see a company put some sort of resource around the overall system? Or is it going to simply have to be get in there and mine it, which is or could be very inconsistent in terms of grades?
You know, I think almost all these other juniors that own land in the Pilbara, they're all taking almost a back seat and waiting for Novo to show us how to do it. And Novo has the big treasury, the $70 million or so in it, that enables it to experiment with different methods of measuring this. Now, last year the focus was all on Purdy's Reward, which was the 50-50 joint venture with Artemis Resources, and this was already permitted, so they could start work. And they established that the particular conglomerate horizon that was gold-bearing sat right on the basement rocks. In fact, it turned out that it was almost in the lower, the 40, 50 centimeters above the basement where most of the nuggets were being found. But the unfortunate news that came out last year was that these 300 to 600 kilo samples just weren't large enough to quantify the gold grade within this conglomerate unit. They concluded that we need to go to larger, much larger samples, 5 to 7 tons, plus that Steinert machine facility that they had set up at Nagrum. It proved to be far less efficient than the initial sample had suggested. So it was not cost effective or time effective to use that system. So they set up this new SGS facility, and as sort of like a parting shot for the Purdy's Reward, in December last year, they collected several 5 to 7 ton samples, which they were supposed to process when they got the SGS facility going in sort of, you know, February, March, and see what that tells us about Purdy's Reward, and then start processing all these samples from the Comet well, where they have 80%, and where they now have all the permits and that. Unfortunately, we have heard nothing about those last three samples from Purdy's Reward. We have had one set of news from a single pit, two levels in it, which in my view was pretty good grades, but this market needs a whole bunch of data points showing there's gold here, there, here, whatever, and then average it out and sort of see, okay, now we can calculate tonnage, now we can calculate average grade. The delays in getting results is really, really discouraging. And, you know, a month ago they gave us that first result. Then a week or so ago, they put out a press release with no results, but talking about how the focus is shifting to the upper cannonball unit, where the Commonwealth focus earlier this year has been on the lower cannonball unit. Now they realize the upper cannonball unit is the same one that actually sits on the Purdy's reward ground, and it's a younger unit because it sits on top of the lower cannonball unit. And you ask yourself, well, why is the lower cannonball unit present at Purdy's reward? Well, the reason is the land does undulate, has had erosion, and so whatever was there once got, you know, moved away and disappeared, and it's the somewhat younger upper cannonball unit that's now out of focus. And the encouraging thing, we're hoping to hear more from Novo, is that they've detected a tuff marker inside the upper cannonball unit. It's not very thick, but it's a volcanic ash that fell down fairly rapidly, so it's unlikely to have any gold in it, you know that was sort of mobilized from wherever it is that originally formed. And they can now start using scout drilling to see where this horizon is, and probably between the tuff horizon and the unit below that where the conglomerate ends, that's going to be the focus. Because the trouble I think they're having is, even though you've got these gold-bearing conglomerate units, and these can be 5, 10, whatever, 15 meters thick, where the gold is in that vertical column is erratic. And you're going to end up with a very diluted resource if you want to mine at all. But the sampling method for, like, telling you where you should be mining it and where not, they haven't really arrived at. So we're kind of at a crossroads, hoping to learn more, that they have a way of focusing the bulk sampling so that we can get on with systematically processing. I suspect that the reason we have not seen more bulk sample results from all those pits at Comet Well is that the results are erratic and meaningful, and they don't want to spook the market by putting out the results without having a full set and a proper context. But I think the problem is it is erratic within these conglomerate units, and they need a way of finding where in these conglomerate units the gold has concentrated and where they can then focus the expensive bulk sampling activity.
All right, John, interesting comments. There is still a lot going on in Pilbara, in that area, and a lot is thanks to Novo, because they are the ones with the most cash and really the largest land packets. Again, if anybody wants a recap of that interview that I did with Quentin, check out our website and the posting on Friday. In the meantime, I hope everybody did enjoy the first hour. I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm going to pass it off for the second hour over to Al. John, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome, Corey.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.